You think about all these great, great athletes, Deion, Primetime Sanders, Kobe Bryant, and Michael Jordan, and Bo Jackson, Steve Young. But I always say, me and Kobe. And they was like, what? He said, you can't put yourself in the same category as Kobe. And I said, why? I said, why can't I? And obviously, Kobe just got into the Hall of Fame. And I said, now I can say, yeah, Kobe's in the Hall of Fame. I'm in the Hall of Fame. You know, only the great ones are, in this case, when you talk about iconic type of players. I said, I'm in the category. But when you talk about the GOAT, or you're talking about the greatest of all time, I try to tell people, I take it from a lyric. I may not be considered the GOAT in some people's eyes, but if you look at me and you look at my highlight, I definitely fit the description. But at the end of the day, we're all gonna struggle. I struggle. But I didn't quit. And that's what I encourage a lot of people to do. Just don't quit. There's a lot of talented people. And again, talent can only take you so far. It will sustain you to a certain point. But there are things that you have to do that elevate your game, not just, you know, from a physical standpoint, but mentally. There are some guys that are able to really will themselves and do the impossible. And I think I fall in that category. I didn't want to just blend in. I wanted to stand out. And at the end of the day, I think what made me who I am is that I had a strong dissatisfaction at where I was as an athlete starting out. You know, me playing a day removed from surgery, knowing that the Super Bowl was 6.5, 7 weeks away, I'm pretty sure a lot of people probably doubted. I mean, the city of Philadelphia, they doubted, I'm sure, that I would have been ready. But that's where, again, things that, you know, my grandmother instilled in me and how I was raised, you know, that was what went into my answer. And I told them, I was like, yo, I said, if the team, when they win or if they make it to the playoffs, they make it to the Super Bowl, I told them with no hesitation, I said, I'll be ready. My path to the success that I had, it didn't come easy. I was one of those kids that was a late bloomer. I wasn't a 4 or 5 star kid or an athlete coming out of high school. I wasn't heavily or highly recruited going into college. And so I relied a lot on things that my grandmother instilled in me, and obviously faith was one of those. So obviously as kids grow up, you're gonna get bigger, faster, and stronger. Some kids are really highly talented, really gifted more so than others. I just didn't happen to have those gifts early on, and that's why I say I was a late bloomer. And again, I just tried to build on what I had. I was always competitive. I played a number of sports. I was one of those kids that liked to play any and everything because I was competitive. In high school, I played 4 sports. I lettered in all of them. Aside from football, I played basketball, I ran track, and I played baseball. And so in the South, that's what we do. We eat, breathe, and drink, and sleep football and sports. And so I was one of those kids, like I said, I wasn't your 4 or 5 star athlete, but nobody would ever know that. Obviously, when you look at how my career ended and look at who I played with and played at the highest level in the National Football League. Consistency is key. I realize that not only in just athletics or sports, but it's very key in every aspect of your life. Communication, consistency, is key with anything. Best part about it, and the most important part, is communication. So I started to realize that later on as my career progressed. If you communicate, know how and understand how to communicate with your peers, coaches, and be receptive to constructive criticism, then I think you give yourself an opportunity to grow, not only as a person, but as an athlete at the same time. There's always communication in everything that we do. Being able to listen instead of being so quick to respond or speak. You know, you'll see a lot of things a lot clearer. When you think about some of the things that I've accomplished, you know, the Super Bowl was one of those games. I said, you know, obviously to play in the Super Bowl, that's a big accomplishment in itself. It wasn't the Super Bowl that I envisioned considering. The injury that I had sustained probably 6.5, 7 weeks prior to the Super Bowl. A lot of people, even, you know, doctors across the country basically said that there was no way I would have played in that Super Bowl, considering the injury that I had sustained. And so I tore pretty much all the ligaments in my right ankle. I end up finding out the next day after the game that I had broke my fibula, and I end up having to have two screws and a plate inserted into my ankle just for stability, just to help with the healing process. And so literally after that, I think it was mid-December when I had, when the injury occurred. Honestly, like I said, you know, we had two more games to go in the regular season. And then we had, obviously we made the playoffs, and then we had to play two playoff games to ultimately get to the Super Bowl. And so I went into surgery the next day. The training staff there with the Eagles, they gave me a lot of confidence and basically put me in an aggressive rehab program. They knew what type of person that I was from a mental standpoint. My mindset of obviously wanting to get to the Super Bowl, they brought me there in hopes of me helping the team get there. And I think with what I brought from a mental standpoint, a swag standpoint, aside from really my production and things that, you know, how I carried myself in the football field, that enabled them to really play those games, especially going into the playoffs, you know, without me. I think I instilled my work ethic on some, and it rubbed off on some of the receivers. I think the swag and what I had brought throughout the season, that carried them into the playoffs. No different than anybody else, but I'm sure a lot of athletes that have, you know, obviously achieved an amount of success, I think when their doubt creeps in, or there's naysayers or there's doubters, I think the best thing that I ever did, obviously, I think, was believe in myself. That's first and foremost. I saw and I listened to what the coach said, and they saw in me, which was a lot of potential. And I just wanted to build on that. And so with me, I think, you know, if I didn't have the coaches that pushed me beyond my own limits or my own expectations, I don't think that I would have become the receiver that I became. I don't think I would have been this guy that became T.O. Physically, I fit the description of an athlete. I fit the description of one of those physically imposing receivers. I guess became a poster child for prototypical receivers that came after me. Because if you look at the transition of the receiver position before me and after me, they started to become bigger, faster, and stronger. Guys like Calvin Johnson, they called him Megatron. You think of Julio Jones. You know, these are big body type of receivers that possess, you know, not only just, you know, the hands and catch radius, but when you think about the speed and the power of these guys, that's something that people marvel at as they saw the progression each and every year that I played in the National Football League. And I think after my third year in the league, after I made the catch against the Green Bay Packers, I think that instilled a lot of confidence in myself that I could play, and I could play on a big stage. It didn't start out particularly well, but that's where the cliche statement, you know, it's not how you start, it's how you finish.